Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And what I wanted to talk about today is how I work in new routines into my show, both my close-up show and my stage show. Now, when I do have a new routine or a new effect that I do want to work into the show, I'm careful about where I place it in the show. I don't replace too many new effects at once, as well as I don't place them in certain parts of the show. I place them in around the middle of the show, between effects that I have done for years that are very strong. And this is in both my close-up show and my stage show. This way, I don't have a bunch of new effects that I have new at doing and just throw them into the show without really knowing how they're going to react. So what I do is I work them into an appropriate part of the show, not the beginning and not the end, unless, of course, I've worked in a new ending routine, but that's a different story. But if I have a new effect that I want to try out, I will work the routine so it fits into the show in the middle between strong effects that I'm very successful with. Because if it doesn't go over well, at least it's was started off with a good effect, and the effect that comes after it is something that is well established in my show. And so if you do try a new effect or a new routine in your show and the routine doesn't do as well, well, you can recover very easily. And as well, it gives you a good way. So I try to experiment this way with different effects. I move them around so they match effects that are already in my show so that I can transition into them and transition out of them into the next effect effectively and really test them out. Once they get stronger and I work on the routine in live performances, because probably like myself and other performers, once you put a new routine in the show, it'll begin to change once it's in real working conditions. And so the position of the effect once it's worked into the show will change in the show after I've built the routine much stronger and have done it in real shows and really got reactions and changed it to fit how it the audiences and how it works within the show. So anyways, enough of my rambling. So when you're trying a new effect out, put it in your show and fit it in somewhere between effects that are strong. This goes for any kind of magic show, from close-up to stage, and I could probably say that this works with illusions as well. If you're going to do a new illusion, you can probably fit it in between two well-established routines that you do rather than throw it a whole bunch of new ones in at once, unless it's something that you are professional and well at. But if you're not used to doing it in a brand new routine, play it safe and try it out between other effects before you throw in a whole bunch of new ones. When I do change my show and slowly add new effects and do want to change it, it takes a while because I do transition them in slowly, one at a time, until I know they fit well into the show and that I can blend them all together. Anyways, enough of my blabbing today. If you have any comments on how you transition new effects and new routines into your show, please leave a comment. Let me know. You can contact me at aaron@aaronjones.com. You can leave a message on my website in the blog post at this, where this is found, at aaronjones.com. If you're on Facebook, you can check me out at Aaron Jones Magic, on Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or on Google Buzz at magicelvis@gmail.com. Until next time, have a good one.